Please be seated. Stay in an attitude of worship and let this horn prophesy over you. Let Holy Spirit speak to you through the sound. Holy Spirit, we invite you to impart abundant grace and truth that will liberate everyone who hears the voice of your presence in this couple. Lord, we thank you for the gift they are to the body of Christ. And we thank you especially for the gift that you have placed in Valerie. Lord, we say, let the sound of heaven always be the wind of your presence blowing over them, that they would minister life out of the sound of the abundance of the song of your love that is blowing in their hearts. Lord, tonight we say, enlarge their hearts to receive more and more and more of you. We've asked Pastor Michael Peace and Julia to give Valerie the gift of a mentor and to speak into her life as mentors.
I have the greatest challenge and honor all at the same time of transitioning from the Lord filling this room with his presence and his power to making sure that I do what I'm supposed to do with the next layer of what he wants to do. I'm like you. I'd rather just sit there and say, Lord, it is good that we be here. Let's just stay right here and we're fine. But there is more that the Lord wants to do. And we both have known Valerie since she was a little girl, literally, since she was a little girl, as we have known Ronald since he was a little boy as well. We were here a few months ago when it was his time of commissioning, and we talked about different things that we remember about Ronald when he was a kid. And so here he is today. Hallelujah. And now we are here with Valerie. And I have to say this really quickly just so you can understand what this moment means to us in particular. The first one is when I was Valerie's youth pastor, when we were her youth pastors, at the end of service, we would take the kids home, and she lived in our neighborhood. We lived in the same neighborhood at that time. And so I was, for the most part, I was confident that I shared that evening what I was supposed to have shared. But Valerie made it very clear to me how much she received and got out of that message. And sometimes she would say things and I would say to myself, did I say that? Because that's kind of hot. You know, I would say it to myself, you know, and I just felt so encouraged. She was my primary encourager in youth ministry. And any of you, this is not a moment for me to just schmooze her. That's really the truth. If you ask the Lord tonight, he'll tell you she was my primary encourager. Without her, I'm not sure that I would have said some of the things that I said. She increased my vocabulary because she's a very bright young lady at that time. She used some words that I couldn't wait to get home to look them up. That's okay. And I was the one with the college degree, by the way. And she was still in high school. And so, but she encouraged me in so many different ways, spiritually, and even relationally with everyone in our youth group. But deeper yet, she even, in a very keenly done by the Lord, for me to grow as a man of God and as a pastor during those years. And it meant so much to me during those days. And the name Valerie, by definition, means to be strong and valiant. We already know what the word strong means. The word valiant means to be boldly courageous. And so she, while she was yet in her mother's womb, God knew what she was going to do, and she has been fitly named the very thing that she has walked out. But secondly, the scripture that has come to my mind and has always been this way, and I learned a big word from her. It doesn't sound like a big word, but it's a big word. It's the word plumb line. One of those words that I learned from her that I couldn't wait to get home to find out. And she would say, Mike, where Vanguard, where the plumb line? And then she explained what it was, and I looked it up, and I was like, wow, she did it better than a dictionary does. And it's really, just for the sake of time, a plumb line is an implement that is used to establish the standard or the state of something that is to be measured with great accuracy. And she has been that very dynamic in my life. And she's been that in so many other people's lives as well. The word standard means, we have two uses for the word standard. The first one is the one we use most commonly, which means the authority by which an accurate measurement needs to be done or gauged by. And Valerie was that in our youth group, in Vanguard, and anywhere else she found herself to be. And the second word, use of the word standard, is where we find it in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, which says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against them. The word standard, as God uses it in Isaiah 59:19 in Hebrew, it means a variant of resistance and power. And when we hear that scripture, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord would raise up a standard against it. Valerie has literally been that, a variant of resistance against the works of darkness and a variant of power at the same time. And she has walked that out all the days of her life that I have observed. And since she was, I always say this, when they were all shorter than me, and now they're all taller than me. So if that gives you any indication. But just the same, this has happened fairly often, but recently I had another experience. A young lady came up to me. I had not ever seen her before. And she says, you're Michael Peace, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. And she says, you don't know who I am, but you're like my grandfather. Okay. You see, the folks who are laughing, you know. Okay, when did this happen? Because that better be an immaculate conception that I'm being blamed for. But just the same, I said, well, how so? She says, well, there's a woman that's in my life, and I'm like I am today because of her. But she says it's because she learned some things from you. And then I started feeling a little bit better about that, of course. And I said, well, who's that person? She says, do you know Valerie Sykes? And I just started to smile. She says, yeah, you know him, don't you? Know her, don't you? I said, yes, I do. I'm very proud of her. Love her as my own daughter. Yes, I do. And she said, really? She says, Valerie has been my mentor. And it was something like out of a Chinese movie, when you know they speak and then the lips move afterwards. And you know how they say the teacher, you know, the student has become the teacher. Right? Well, for me, that's what it felt like. It was like the mentee has become the mentor. Right? And so it just blessed me so much that she said that she was mentored by Valerie, and that Valerie saw that status in her life, in myself and in my wife Julia. And so at the risk of going too much longer with all of this, I just wanted to say that Valerie, it does not come as a surprise whatsoever that you are where you are today. It does not come as a surprise. We knew the day was coming someday when you were a teenager, encouraging this old youth pastor. That was a little joke we had in our youth group. I was the youth pastor. All right. This old youth pastor that was doing his best to make sure that I did whatever I could for you all to become what God wanted you to become. At least my part that I was supposed to play in that. And we're so proud of you. So this does not come as a surprise. And even though it's not a surprise, I am still elated at what God is doing and has been doing in your life. And there will be many more years that one day there will be a kid that will walk up to you and say, "You don't know me, but I'm like your grandson." And you're going to say, "How so?" And you're going to remember, "Oh, that's right. This is one of those Mike P. Chinese moments."
So now I have 30 seconds. I feel like, first of all, I commend you, Valerie, because I remember when you got married and you followed a man that you loved and that God placed you together, and you walked by faith and not by sight. And it's not an easy thing to live by faith, because I understand that. And you've walked it in such a graceful way. And I just want to add this last thing, because I'm not going to go long. When our son was going to studying as a flight attendant for JetBlue, I told him, "Study hard and study well, because mama needs some new free flights." But I feel like you have studied hard and you've studied well in every aspect of your life, in every position that you've seen, in every life that you've observed. You've plucked the greatest and the best parts of it and incorporated it in your life. And I see that as JD now is flying thousands of miles in the heavens, you are really far above the planes and the heavens of revelation that God will give you, the pinpoint eyesight of an eagle that he will give you to see what's in the children or the women, or whomever that you mentor, that you will see the good in them and help transform those things that are not so great, because that's what mentors do. They see the ugly things, but help to transform with the Holy Spirit in charge. And so I bless you, and I thank you that this is a great gift in you, that God will use it and will be multiplied, and that you will see people reach higher heights and depths because of the impact that you have played in their life.
So the mantle that the mentors laid on them is the mantle of harvest, because the harvest needs to be mentored.
Yes.
We've asked Apostle Teacher Lisa Fess to impart the gift of a teacher.
I got to stand here where I can see you. Pardon my back. What a blessing it has been to walk alongside you just for the short time that we've known each other. And right off the bat, I knew I had a kindred spirit. You know why. Uh-huh. Our love of the 1828 dictionary and words and all things like that. And the Lord put on my heart just a few things tonight to speak to your past, your present, and your future. Even as Michael said, before the very beginning of time, God didn't just know about you, he knew you. And he chose you. And he wrote your life before you were even a twinkle in your mama's eye. Before the beginning of the world. And in your life, He has come and lit up every shadow. He's climbed mountains to find you. He's kicked down the walls that you erected to protect yourself. And he's torn down every lie that the enemy would have had you believe. And he did that not only just because he loved you, which he does, but he did that because he knew you would need to be free of that so that you could use your past, that God would redeem it all, every minute of it, every tear that was shed, every heartache, that it would now become a broader base for your ministry. And you have done the hard task of looking at these things and then offering them back to him as a sacrifice. And he's received that sacrifice, and he's giving it back to you to be a weapon in your hand now, to offer hope when people don't have hope, to bring light to people in darkness, to help tear down those walls of protection around the hearts of young women and others that come to you. It's all going to be redeemed. He's also given you a voice to speak the language of many generations. Those that are older than you, those that are your age, young mamas, and then the young ones too. And it will be just effective, as effective in every generation, because he's given you an understanding, and he's given you words, and he's given you insight to reach every generation. And you're going to be a breach, a repairer of the breach, to join those generations, because you cherish them all in your heart, and you see the need for all, and you're a generational person. In your present, I believe that every gift comes forth in seed form in our home. And certainly in your home, you have been a teacher. And I couldn't help but think about Proverbs 31, and I wanted to just read some of it to you. A capable, intelligent, virtuous woman, who is he who can find her? She is more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. The heart of her husband trusts in her confidently and relies on and believes in her securely, so that he has no lack of gain or need of dishonest spoil. She comforts, encourages, and does him good as long as there is life within her. And you have done that. In verse 25, it goes on. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, knowing that she and her family are in readiness for it. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. She looks well to how things in her household, and the bread of idleness she will not eat. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband boasts and praises her, saying, many daughters have done virtuously, nobly, and well, with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness. But you excel them all. And you are the personification of those words, Valerie, and it has been made clear to your family and to the rest of us who love you. In the future, the mantle of teaching that you have is going to be expanded. The Lord is going to give you opportunities to speak in places you can't even imagine right now. is you are continue to be faithful to love the Word and to read the Word and to eat the Word. He's going to give you deeper places of revelation and understanding and a way to express those words in every generation. As I said before, there is a power and an anointing coming upon you that you've not even imagined. The Lord has more for you than you can even contain right now. But as you are faithful, and as you consider to go forward, as you stay on the path and do just what you've been doing day by day, year by year, He's going to unfold those things before you. And I said this to Ron when we set him in as a teacher. And as a teacher, I take this scripture very seriously in James 3. We teachers will be judged by a higher standard and with a greater severity than other people. Thus, we assume the greater accountability and more condemnation. And I just want you to know that those of us around you are praying for you, that no condemnation will come your way, that you will always have the right words, the true teaching, that you will never lead anyone astray with that you speak. And I would like to give you the top of this plumb line. So that you will always remain properly aligned in your home, properly aligned with those who love you and are your covering, and properly aligned to the Word of God. Amen.
Michael didn't know that she was going to receive a plumb line. Fivefold ministers are leaders, not just in a house, but in a region and in nations. So we've asked one of the regional apostles, Apostle Emilio Sebastian, to come with Pastor Lucy and place the gift, the mantle of a leader, upon Val.
You all forgive my back, but they asked me to speak to her tonight, so that's what I'm going to do. The Lord gave me something to challenge you with tonight, and I want to do that. Maybe even before your day, there was a slogan that the army used that said, "Be all that you can be." You remember that slogan? Well, the implication is that there's more that you could become if you were to join the army. That you were not yet all that you could be. That there was more. And that's what I heard God saying to me to tell you this week. That there's so much more. It's called the potential principle, and God has placed such tremendous potential within you. Tremendous potential. You know, artists have an ability to see within a block of wood a sculpture. Some of the greatest masterpieces ever created were created out of blocks of stone and granite. And today they're recognized as masterpieces. That's how God sees you. He sees a masterpiece that's still in the process. But He continues to chip away and chip away because He sees something that He wants to release. That will be such a gift and such a blessing to so many people. Some people look at a seed and that's all they see. God looks at the seed, right? And He sees the flower, He sees the trees, He sees the forest. One of the things that I heard the Lord say to tell you tonight was don't worry about what others see necessarily, or what others might even say about what they see, because the only thing that matters is what the artist sees. And he's the greatest artist of them all. When you look out and you see the tremendous masterpiece that he's created. So God created everything with potential, including you. But here's the challenge. We're responsible for the potential that God puts in us. And I know that you are a responsible person. And I know that your desire is to live up to the tremendous potential that resides within you. It's already there. And here's the thing with the great artists. If they didn't see within the stone or within the wood the masterpiece, what would the world be missing? They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to be released, to be all that God wants you to be, which is even more than what you see yourself now. So you're not to worry about how you see yourself now or how others see you, only about how God sees you. You have tremendous potential because, Valerie, God has placed himself within you. You know what I like is that, you know, they see these great artists and there's these Michelangelos, but we are created in the image of God. And that image inside of you is just waiting to break out. That potential that is in you because of Christ in you, the hope of glory, is just waiting to be released. Because you are a gift to those around you. So, there's some specific things. I don't want to forget them that the Lord gave me to say to you. So the potential in you is just waiting to come out. You haven't even begun to tap it. You haven't begun to do all the things that God has called you to do. You're an awesome person, but you're not yet who God called you to be. But as he continues to chip away, every little tap of the hammer is releasing the image of God that resides in you, in the potential of God that lives big in you. Don't ever settle for who you are, where you are, or what you have done. Because there's always more. More to do, more to be. That's what God is wanting to release in you. That potential. Because the potential of God is limitless. And that's what resides in you. This limitless potential to do anything, to be whatever he called you to be, to say all of the things that he's called you to say. You haven't fully realized your potential, but you're on your way. So, the Father has created you to be with the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you. Tonight, my challenge to you is to become all that God has called you to become. To do everything that God has called you to do without fear, without doubt, without hesitation. To go everywhere that God has called you to go. and he's called you to go places. And you are going to go places in him. My challenge to you is to speak all the things that God puts in your heart to speak, or to teach, or to prophesy, or to sing, but you're to release every word, not wondering, by faith, release everything that God has put within you. And you're also to lead all those that God has called you to lead. Lastly, God always speaks to our potential. You know, when he looked at the universe in the beginning, there was nothing. But God saw something and he spoke to it and it became. That's what I hear tonight. God is speaking to the potential within you. So here's what I heard God saying. Valerie Sykes, you are created in my image. And tonight, you are being released from the container that has kept you to become the masterpiece I've created you to be. So we put this mantle on you tonight as a reminder of all that God has called you to be and all that God has called you to do. Go do it. Go be it. Go say it. In Jesus' name, I bless you both tonight.
The mantle that was placed upon Val is the mantle of a leader. It's a mantle of praise. Because out of praise, the leader gets the strength of the presence of the Lord to go through those places that stop most people. And if the leader doesn't go through, we don't go through. We've asked Shamar Pastor Casey Houck to present the mantle and the gift of a servant.
For you have tried us, O God, and you have refined us as silver is refined. From Psalm 66. From Proverbs 25, like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. And like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. And Haggai talks about this, all of the silver belonging to God. And you do. Can I have your plumb bob? Thank you. The silver speaks of righteousness. The silver speaks of the refining that you've been through. But the plumb bob goes from heaven to earth. It's the line of righteousness from heaven to earth. It's the line of the Word of God that you have dedicated your life to. From Jesus to your heart. And I saw not only this just hanging, but I saw you snapping the plumb line, snapping the chalk line next to people's lives. People would come to you and they snap the chalk, and you can snap the chalk line and show them where their life is lining up or not lining up with the Word of God. And you have the gift of giving people the right words to bring them back into order. You have that part of you in God that just is going to line up and line up and line up, and you can move it, but it's still going to line straight up. And no matter where God takes you, you are going to line straight up with righteousness and holiness before the Lord in the refining that you have been through and that we all know is coming. Amen. Rob. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Holy Spirit knows how to take the measure of a man. And so do you. He's given you the gift of taking the measure of where the heart is in the Lord. And as the Lord calls us back to Him, you call others to the Lord. Oops. Your measure will be true and accurate. The Lord has given you an accurate measure. Not of judgment, but of knowledge of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom as to where a heart is. And the two of you together are like magnets for the Lord. There is that in your hearts that not only is a living epistle of the Lord and it to others around you, but that demonstrates the goodness of God that draws others to Him. Well done, son and daughter.
And Ron, although this is antique, I was more interested in the box because it's been through a few things. And this speaks of the relationship of you and your mentors, because the measure is always the same. It's Christ. But those who have allowed the world to wear them and refine them so that the essence of Christ, who is the measure and the standard, those of the generations before us and before you all have the same measure and the same standard. And those who you will mentor and measure will mentor and measure others, even as you heard earlier. Allow iron to sharpen iron. I have the honor of releasing the gift of the prophet. No prophet should be without a horn. This horn has never been played. It took great self-control. It talked to me the whole way home yesterday. Be quiet. But see, you're more than just a prophet. You're a teacher and a writer. And the Lord said He is going to change even the things that you thought you could write, because you're going to write fiction and you're going to write nonfiction. But you're going to write truth in everything you write. But He's challenging you tonight to write the vision and make it plain. because there's a generation who has to run, and right now they have no vision. This is the only instrument that when it sounds, it elicits a response from your soul. When Saul was anointed, he was anointed out of a flask, the anointing of man. When David was anointed, he was anointed out of a ram's horn. Something had to give up its life. A prophetic picture of Christ giving up his life. Because without the blood of the Lamb, there is no place to anoint. And so David was anointed three times out of a horn as a picture of Jesus giving up his life so that he could give us his spirit. And tonight, he is commissioning you not only as a teacher, but as a prophet. One who will hear his voice, see what he is doing, and speak his heart to the people he sends you to. And in that, there will be great liberty. It says on here that it's August 18, 2018. 8-18-18. I asked the Lord what I should say about 18. And he said, be simple. 8 is the number of new beginning. This is a new beginning for you. 18 is double 9. 9 is the number of the Spirit, the fruit and the gifts. But he's given you a double portion. The Lord said, because you have made him to be your stronghold, you are a prisoner of hope. That's the greatest liberty. And according to Zechariah 9:12, the prisoners of hope who return to the stronghold have a double portion. And the Lord says he's given you a double portion, quadruple, on 8-18-18. Of the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit. And even as you have heard, you haven't reached your potential yet. There's more to come. There is more of the Holy Spirit that he's placing in you. There will be greater manifestations of fruit and greater manifestations of the gifts of his presence. So I present you with the prophet's horn. If you've never blown it, the first time I blew mine, it sounded like a sick cow. But it brought healing. That's the first time I blew mine too. That was sort of a staccato. It's not a trombone. Judah has a mouthpiece. Judah has a reed. He doesn't have a mouthpiece. Practice is a good thing. What I just heard the Lord say is, as you laugh, your enemies tremble. Because when you laugh, Father is laughing with you in derision at those who would assail you. So laugh and be filled with laughter. So in a minute, I'm going to ask all of the ordained fivefold ministers in the room to come up. It's interesting, Fan is doing this. Valerie, since we believe God has called you to be a fivefold minister of Jesus Christ, and since the body of Christ has recognized this call, and by prayer and the laying on of hands of the commission, this commissioning council, we have separated you to the gospel of the kingdom of God. As the apostolic leader of this expression of the bride of Christ, I therefore entreat you to give earnest heed to the word of the living God, which declares, "Now as for you, daughter of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel." So Valerie will hear a message from my mouth and will give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, "O wicked man, you will surely die," and you do not speak to warn the wicked of his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you on your part warn the wicked man to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your life. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. But you, Valerie, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Valerie, be diligent to present yourself approved as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Valerie, let no one look down on your youthfulness. Don't let anyone look down on your youthfulness. But rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public teaching of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation, both for yourself and for those who hear you. Valerie, the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth. You, woman of God, pursue righteousness, goodness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and make the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Valerie, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles herself in the affairs of everyday life, so she may please the one who enlisted her as a soldier. Valerie, give no cause for offense in anything, so the ministry will not be discredited. Valerie, Be on guard for yourself and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you an overseer, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. Valerie, shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Valerie preached the word, not the opinions and traditions of men, not pleasing fables or sensational stories, to move the fancy or excite the emotions. You are not to exalt yourself, but in the presence of God you are to stand before a dying world and preach the word, that there be no levity, no trifling, no fanciful interpretation. As a minister of God, you are to speak with sincerity and deep earnestness, as a voice from God expounding the Holy Scriptures. You are to bring to your hearers those things which most concern their present and their eternal good. You are to warn them of the soon coming of Christ in power and great glory. Your message must be such as to lead men to see the importance God attaches to his law. Valerie, plainly present the truth so no transgressor who hears it will be excusable in failing to discern the importance of obedience to God's commands. Valerie, be ever conscious of the fact you are a messenger of God, commissioned by him to do a work of influence that will endure throughout eternity. Your whole aim should be to bring sinners to repentance, pointing them by both precept and example to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You should speak as one conscious of power and authority from God that abides in you. Your discourses should have earnestness, fervor, and the power of persuasion that will lead sinners to take refuge in Christ. Valerie, do you accept this charge? I invite any fivefold ministers to come forward and lay hands on Valerie. If you are a fivefold minister, a pastor, prophet, apostle, teacher, evangelist, today, Valerie, you have been solemnly dedicated to God by prayer and the laying on of hands. Consequently, you are invested with full ecclesiastical authority to not only teach the truth, but to perform the rites of baptism, marriage, and burial, and to organize churches. Your ordination is a public recognition of your divine appointment to bear to the world the glad tidings of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hence, your office is the most important to which human beings have ever been called. As you go forth on your mission of love, preaching the glorious gospel of the blessed God, you may be assured of the fact that he who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks and who holds the seven stars in his right hand will tenderly care for you. If you are faithful to the end in the work to which you have now received divine appointment, you will hear at last from his lips the words, "This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." You have today taken upon yourself the solemn vow of consecration to the sacred service of your Master, while God and holy angels have been summoned as witnesses to the dedication of body, soul, and spirit to this holy service. I charge you, therefore, ever keep in absolute purity this consecrated vessel, which God would use in his high and holy service. So when your life work is ended, you may be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. Yes. We commission and release you to the body of Christ this day, yes, as a prophetic teacher,
yes,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Drive here this afternoon, the Lord gave me a vision. And it was you in a light purple ball gown, and you were in this big hall, and you had a silver sash on, and in the center of the hall was this tall back wooden chair, very defined carvings in it. And as you sat down in the seat, the hem of your gown expanded. And the Lord says, I seat you in a new place of authority today. And I am expanding your influence and mantle. And that as you speak excellence into the young moms and the new brides and all that come to you, you will unlock their callings and set them in excellence in their callings and release them to do my work.
After full and sufficient opportunity for judging her gifts and satisfactory examination by us in regard to her Christian experience and call, we, the underside, hereby recommend, certify, publicly set apart, and by the laying on of our hands have commissioned Valerie M. Sykes to the work of the ministry and to the body of Christ as a prophetic teacher on this 18th day of August 2018 by this commissioning council in Rochester, New York. Ron's been waiting for this day more than he waited for his commissioning. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you have given the body of Christ. We thank you for Valerie, and we thank you for Ron. And we thank you, Lord, for each of the men and women who have said yes to you to be equippers of your sons and daughters. Lord, we ask that you would refresh each and every one of the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, refresh them with your spirit. Lord, give them fresh measures of grace. Give them fresh revelation of your love. Lord, we release Valerie and Ron to be the vessels of goodness that you have created them to be for this region and beyond in Jesus' name. We invite you all to join us next door for a light meal and fellowship with Ron and Valerie. Woohoo!